The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. People tend to have their preferences. We like what we like, and we don't like what we don't like. For instance, some people are traditional, and they like the old ways, while others are progressive and like modern marvels. Some people virtually live on Facebook, but others haven't even yet learned how to use their flip phone. Some people are staunch Republicans, while others are yellow dog Democrats, which means they would vote for a yellow dog before they would vote for a Republican. Some people like vodka martinis, but those who have really good taste prefer gin martinis. One day I was arguing with my older brother, who is a big fan of modern technology, and I'm still killing trees and sending handwritten notes. He said, "Ah, John, you just like things that are old." And I replied, "No, Paul, I like things that are eternal." You know, I still remember how wonderful those crickets sounded when I left him speechless with that answer. In which category would you classify yourself? Old school? Or new school? Classic or contemporary? Well, in the gospel today, Jesus chimes in on this age-old dilemma, new or old, cash or credit, but with a unique answer. Jesus says, "Every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." In other words, a good scribe, a good apostle, a good disciple has to appreciate both new and old, classic and contemporary. Can't we see in our recent popes good examples of this kind of scribe who hold fast to our traditions and yet are willing to be open to modern advances? I'm still in awe of my parents who moved from India and juggled this challenge constantly. What Indian traditions will our family hold on to? And which new ways will we adopt in this new world? And so my parents taught us to love both curry and country music. My friends, may I suggest to you that this attitude and this ability to appreciate both the old and the new, to see value in different perspectives, is a secret to successful marriage. I am convinced that couples run into trouble when the husband thinks he's always right and the woman is always wrong, or vice versa. It's like that old saying, When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. But successful marriages see the other person's point of view and respect it, like the good scribe does. Try to be like the good scribe and appreciate both the old and the new, Ford and Chevy, the Cardinals and the Cubs, Shakespeare and Shania Twain, curtains and blinds, paper and plastic, coffee and tea. But the tea, of course, should be chai. Praised be Jesus Christ.